So grateful, Lord, because as we remember you, we can remember that you are the bread of life.
当我们思念你的时候，我们就想到你是我们生命的粮。
And we already have the privilege to sit around a table that speaks of you, even in that way.
我们感谢你，给我们这样的权利，坐在你桌子的前面来听你的话语。
But now, Lord, as we read together your word, as we meditate on it, we again remember that your word is such bread to us.
当我们打开你话语的时候，你也提醒我们说，你的话就是我们生命的粮。
We remember that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
你也说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠从神口里所出的一切话。
But therefore, Lord, our prayer is the same prayer that we just sang.
所以我们的祷告就如同诗歌所唱。
Oh, send thy Spirit, Lord, now unto me.
哦，主差遣你的圣灵给我们。
That he may touch my eyes and make me see.
打开我的眼睛，让我能看见。
That your Holy Spirit would be the revealer of yourself during this time.
所以我们求你的圣灵在这个小时把你自己启示给我们。
Our desire, Lord, our prayer before you is that he would be in charge of the whole time.
我们的祷告也是愿意你在这个时间里面做你掌管的工作。
And that he would take us beyond the sacred page to see you, Lord Jesus.
也能够带领我们越过这神圣的话语，看到背后的主耶稣。
We pray these things for your own glory.
愿着为着你的荣耀，我们如此祷告。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名求。
Would you please turn to our theme verse for this season? And of course, this is in Matthew chapter 6. We'll pray. This is the so-called Lord's Prayer. We'll just read verses 9 and 10. Pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And then if you would turn to the book of Revelation,
我们再翻到启示录,
we want to read from chapter 12, verse 10.
我们一同来读12章第10节。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night.
启示录12章第10节，我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄现在都来到了。 因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
And I'll emphasize this phrase in the middle of the verse.
我也想强调中间的这一个话。Now,
the kingdom of our God has come.
就是说国度现在都来到了。And
we cannot fail to see a correspondence here.
所以我们看到这两者之间的关联。There
is a prayer in Matthew, Thy kingdom come.
就是在马太福音里面有那个祷告说，愿你的国降临。And
in Revelation, we are told at a certain point in the book, now the kingdom of our God has come.
然后在启示录里面，我们就看到这回应，在某一个时间点，主在那里说，国度现在都来到了。The
burden in my heart is to continue to explore that connection.
所以我今天的负担就是要把这两者的联系讲明。What
exactly happens in the book of Revelation that causes that prayer to be answered and the kingdom to come.
是什么使得这个祷告在启示录那里得着了应验?
One more verse from Revelation.
我们再读一处启示录的经文。
If you could go back to chapter 4.
第4章,
we want to read verse 5.
第5节,
out from the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
4章5节，有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火， 七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
Now I read from the New American Standard.
啊，我读的这个版本。
That says, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
So I have no idea what you have in Mandarin for lamps.
那在这个讲到这个灯。
But the best translation is really not lamps.
可能最好的翻译并不是说像台灯这样的灯。
The more accurate translation, the seven torches of fire before the throne, and they are the seven spirits of God.
就是说这个火灯其实更接近说是像火把火炬一样的这种一个东西。
Well, as I already told you, we're occupied with that phrase from Matthew, thy kingdom come.
那我们已经提到马太那里讲到说愿你的国降临。
Since I would like to take, by the grace of the Lord, a step further from something that was shared the last time I shared,
所以靠着神的恩典，我也想继续我上次的分享。
I feel under the obligation to kind of, as quick as I can, to try to review a few things that were said.
所以我很快的要回顾一下。
This is both for the ones that heard the message and also for the ones that weren't here last time I shared and didn't hear what I said.
可能你已经听过了，或者你还没有听过我上次所分享的。
But if you remember, we mentioned that there is a clear correspondence between the beginning and the end of our New Testaments.
就是讲到在新约的开始和结尾有一个奇妙的连接。
And of course, that's the book of Matthew and the book of Revelation.
就是马太福音和启示录。
Because both books.Their theme is the kingdom.
因为两本书的主题都是国度。
But Matthew and Revelation, they emphasize the kingdom, different aspects of the kingdom.
那当然他们强调国度的不同的方面。
In Matthew, the kingdom of heavens, as is the characteristic phrase, is something that is hidden.
在马太福音里面，天国是隐藏的。
So even as our brother read as he opened the meeting this morning,
那就像我们的弟兄今天早上、在做开场的时候
From the parable of our Lord, from his very words,
从我们主自己的话他主自己的比喻
The kingdom of heavens is something that a man found and he hid on a field.
就是主他找着了天国好像那个宝贝主找着但是是藏在地里的
And then he goes and full of joy he buys the whole field.
他就满有喜乐的变卖一切所有的去买了它
And as our brother reminded us,
我们的弟兄也提醒我们
that man is no one else but our Lord Jesus.
那个人不是别人，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He is the one that finds the kingdom.
他是那位找着这个国度的。
But here's the expression I would like to remind you. He hid the kingdom in the field.
但是我们要提醒他一句。着重在那里讲到说它是藏在地里的。
That is the emphasis when you look at the kingdom of heavens in Matthew.The kingdom is presented under that particular aspect.
啊，就是那个比喻里面讲到人遇见了就把它藏起来，这就讲到这个国度的一个性质。
It is something hidden to natural eyes.
就是对着天然人的眼睛来说，这是一个隐藏的事。
We can only see it by revelation.
只有借着启示，我们才能够看到。
Unless the Lord reveals it, we'll never get who is the king. Never.
除非神把这件事启示给你，你永远看不到那个王是谁。
We'll say that it's the president of such country, of this country, or whatever. They have the power, but no.
你可能会说世上的王是哦这个国家那个国家，但其实不是的。
Our Lord Jesus, He is the King of the Kingdom of Heavens.
是我们的主，他是这天国的王。
And He reveals it.By his mercy and grace.
借着他的怜悯和恩典，他才启示给人。
But in the book of Revelation, you see the same kingdom in a different phase.
但是在启示录里面，你就看到是同一个国度不同的阶段。
And therefore, at the very beginning of the book, if you remember, chapter 1, verse 7.
所以在启示录的一开始，一章七节。
We are told that, behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see.
那你说看啊他驾云降临众目要看见他
You see a difference?
你看到这个区别了吗
It's no longer something hidden
不再是隐藏的
It's no longer something that only the eye of faith can see
不再是只有那借着信心的眼睛才能够看到
Every eye Believer or unbeliever Every eye will see
所以说众目就是所有人的眼目不论是信的人或者是不信的人
In other words In Revelation, we see indeed that that prayer that the Lord taught us to say, Thy kingdom come, now is answered.
就是换句话说，就是在马太福音里面，我们主所教导的那个祷告，愿你的国降临，在启示录里面终于成就了。
Now the kingdom of our God has come.
我们如今我们神的国终于来了。
But again, as we mentioned,
但我们已经提到
the book of Revelation is more than just about what are the prophetic events that will happen that brings the kingdom.
就是启示录不仅是包括预言里面要发生的事。
Revelation is essentially, in its deepest meaning, is about the spiritual principles that bring the kingdom.
而启示录它的核心其实乃是那些要使这个国度来到的属灵的原则。
It is about the testimony of Jesus, that is the spirit of prophecy.
因为先知的灵乃是为耶稣基督做见证。
It's not just about prophetic events. That is the latter of prophets.
他虽然有这些预言的话，但是那个不是他的中心。
But Revelation contains the spirit of prophecy.
先知的灵。
What are the spiritual principles that should be found in my life and yours that that kingdom may come?
也这个先知的灵应当在你和我的心中被找着，是就是让国度来临的。
And if you remember,
如果你记得
the book of Revelation begins with a vision that is foundational to everything that follows.
启示录的一开始是一个意象，是一个根本的意象，之后发生的一切都是根基在这个意象上面。
It begins with a vision of the Son of Man in glory.
就是在荣耀中人子的意象。
That's our Lord Jesus.
就是我们的主耶稣。
And very importantly, he's not denominated there in that passage, the Son of God.
并且很特别的，在那里他不是被称作神的儿子。
The Holy Spirit very deliberately gives another title to him there.
圣灵很小心的给了他另外一个称号。
Which is, by the way, the title, the most common title that the Lord used to refer to himself.
就是我们主耶稣他常常自称的那个称号。
He's seen here as the Son of Man.
就是人子。
And the vision that we have in chapter 1, if you remember, is a vision of our Lord Jesus in glory.
那第一章这个意象就是这在荣耀中人子的意象。
The risen Lord, and he's glorious like the sun. His face shines like the sun.
那复活的主，他的面目放光，像日头。
It's a vision of our Lord, absolute triumph.
是那得胜的主。
Even death is the greatest enemy, isn't that what First Corinthians says?
就是死，我们也记得哥林多前书那里说，死是最后的仇敌。
It's the last enemy that will be conquered is death.
那是最后的仇敌，也要被胜过。
What does our Lord say?In Revelation, we're not reading it. I hope I can refresh your memory.
我想再讲到这里。
In Revelation chapter 1, he says, I became death, but I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of Hades and death.
我曾经死过，但如今活了。我手里有阴间和死亡的钥匙。
He conquered death. He has the keys.
因为他已经得胜，胜过了死亡。
Keys in Scripture, as you must know,is oftentimes referred as authority.
他有那个钥匙，这个钥匙就是讲到他有那个权柄。
If you have the key to the castle, that's it. Is, you know, you're in responsibility of that. You have authority over the castle.
就像说，如果你有一个城堡的钥匙，那你就可以进去，你也有这个权柄在这个城堡里面。
Our Lord Jesus has the keys of Hades, and that he has conquered.He has triumphed.
但是我们的主他就是拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙，因为他已经胜过了。
All that is seen in that wonderful vision of Revelation chapter 1.
这就是在启示录第一章里面那个奇妙的意象。
However, crucially, you will find in this vision, and more importantly, a full description of the character of our Lord Jesus.
并且在这个意象当中，我们也看到我们关于我们主一个全备的描述。
And this goes to the very core of the message of the whole book.
这里就触及到这整本启示录的核心。
See, remember that the book of Revelation is about the kingdom.
是的，启示录是关乎国度。
No less than 40 times, for instance, you find the word throne throughout the book.
启示录里面四十次的提到了宝座。
And of course, throne speaks. If you're on the throne, well, you're reigning, right?
那如果你有宝座，那你就是在那掌管。
And that's the conflict that you see throughout the whole book.
但是我们也看到，这启示录里面就因此就有一些冲突。
Who is on the throne?
就是说谁是坐宝座的那位。
Revelation chapter 1 reveals the following.
启示录的一章启示到。
The Son of Man that has that character described in chapter 1, he's the rightful owner, the rightful, the one that rightfully sits on the throne.
就是启示录一章所启示的那位基督是配得，也是应当有权柄坐在宝座上的那位。
Our Lord Jesus receives the kingdom in virtue of having such character.
我们的主他得着这个权柄乃是因着他所有的这些品格。
Now, this is foundational for the whole book.
这就是整本启示录的一个根基。
The spiritual meaning of the book is bound with that.
整本启示录它属灵的意义都被根系于这个启示意象。
Now, if you remember, there is an Old Testament precedent to this vision.
我们也记得在旧约里面也有关于这个意象的好像一个前序
which is really really important
也是很重要的
I feel I have to refresh your memory on this
那我也想提醒大家
In Daniel chapter 7 you have a vision of the four world empires in the antiquity that affected Israel in those years leading to the first coming of the Lord Jesus
就是在但以理书第七章那里提到以色列要面临的四个国度四个国这些都是要在主的国来之前的那些国
The vision is given to Daniel, a servant of the Lord
这个意象就是给了但以理神的仆人
It's a dream
是一个异梦
And he sees a lion first and then a bear and then a leopard and then a beast that is undescribed
那就看到、先是有狮子先是有狮子，然后有 熊，然后有豹，然后还有一头不知名的兽。
But after he sees beast after beast, and they have all of them have the authority.
一头他就看到一个又一个的兽，他们都有他们的权柄。
He sees something else.
然后他又看到了一个。
In verse 13, it says, "I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven." One like a son of man, okay. Son of man, chapter 1 of Revelation.
所以十三节，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的。
The son of man was coming, and he came up to the ancient of days, God, and was presented before him.
那这位人子，也就是我们知道的主耶稣，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前。亘古常在者就是神。
Verse 14, and to him...To the Son of Man was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom.
得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。
Now this kingdom is very different from the others.
那这个国就跟之前讲到的国很不一样。
Because in the case of the beasts, it's a succession of kingdoms. First you have the lion, then the lion falls, then the bear replaces it. And then the leopard replaces, you know, and that's the nature of human kingdoms.One replacing the preceded.
因为那些兽的国是一个接着一个，一个取代一个。
But at the end of verse 14, listen what it said about the kingdom given to the Son of Man.
但是十四节我们看给人子的那个国是怎么样的呢？
His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
Now, brothers and sisters, how is this really connected with the message in Revelation chapter 1?
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里如何与启示录的信息相连呢？
I think at the end of the day, it's very simple.
我想很简单。
The whole vision in Daniel 7 is built around a contrast between beasts and a man. Beasts, animals, and a man.
但以理这里的意象，它就是给我们看到一个对比，就是兽。和那位人子
They present to us two conceptions of power, of kingdom. Man's conception and God's conception.
他就讲到两种的权柄，一种是人所以为的权柄，一种是神的权柄。
What is man's conception of authority, of power, of kingdom?
人所以为的权柄、国度是怎么样的呢？
Kingdom is given to the strong, to the smart, to the loud.
就是国度权柄是给那些强壮的人，给那些声音大的人。
That's the mentality in the world. We are very used to that.
这就是世人的的想法，我们都知道。
If you're humanly smart, humanly power, if you're loud enough, then you're going to get the throne.
如果你很强壮、很聪明，你的声音又很大，人就会把权柄给你。
Man's conception of a kingdom is beast-like.
人所以为的权柄就是像兽一样。
If you're aggressive enough like a lion, you roar and you attack, you get your prey, then you get the throne.
如果你像狮子一样很有进攻性，你在那里大声吼叫。
Oh, but God's conception, the ancient of days, as we see here, is totally different.
但是神所以为神的权柄却不是这样，那亘古常在者的权柄不是这样。
He gives the kingdom to one that is like a son of man.
因为他把他的权柄给那一位像人子的。
And in this term, you have something that technically is called a Hebraism, the Son of Man.
这里讲到人子。
Which simply means a Hebrew, an idiom, a way of talking that is common in the Hebrew language.
那其实是在原文希伯来文里面，它是一个很常用的字。
And throughout the Bible, you find son of this, son of the other, son of man.It's a very common term. What does it mean?
因为在旧约里面，我们也常常看到某某人是某某人的儿子，某某人是某某人的儿子，是一个很常用的字。
It simply means that you're really like whatever son of what you're being is being said.
那就是讲到你是某人的儿子。
For instance, just to make it very simple, remember that our Lord Jesus at a certain point he was going through Samaria.
那我们也记得我们主他经过撒玛利亚的时候
And he was rejected by the Samaritans.
他被撒玛利亚人所拒绝
And in the midst of that rejection, two of his disciples that really loved him, they make a decision.
那时候他两位所爱的门徒就有一个决定
They say, there is something wrong here. Our Lord is the Messiah. He's, we know that.And he's being rejected by the Samaritans.
他们说，哦，我们的主是弥赛亚，但是在这里竟然被这些撒玛利亚人所拒绝。
So they say to the Lord, Lord, do you want us to pray that fire from heaven would come and destroy the Samaritans?
他们就对主说，哦，你要不要我们祷告说，要火从天上降下来，消灭这些撒玛利亚人
？And remember what our Lord says to them.
那你记得我们的主怎么回答他们
？Because you don't know of what spirit you are.
主说：“你们不知道你们的心是如何。”
You are sons of thunder. That's how he designated these two brothers.
然后他就称那两位门徒为你们是雷子。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
That they are really thunder-like.
因为他们就像雷一样，所以称为雷子。
Well, they want fire to come. And, you know, they did it out of the best possible intention in their minds.
哦，那两位门徒是的，他们是爱我们的主耶稣，但他们就像雷一样，要把火降下来。
We have to go easy before we criticize him too harshly.
我们不要太苛责这两位门徒。
They think that they are really honoring the Lord when they say, Lord, do you want us to do that? And, you know.We'll consume every one of them.
因为他们是出于爱主才说这话，然后说哦，主你把这些人都消灭了吧。
Your sons of thunder. Your nature is like a thunder, something violent, aggressive, that harms.
但主这里就称他们为雷子，就是说你们的性情就像雷一样，是那样毁灭的，像暴力的这样的一个性情。
What is our Lord Jesus like?
但是我们主耶稣是怎么样的呢
？He's the Son.Of man.
他被称为人子。
He's a true man.
他是那真正的那一位人。
He's man as God has intended to be.
就是按着神的心意的人的样式。
And it only takes you to go through that character being described in chapter 1 of Revelation to know that he's worthy to receive the kingdom.
那我们看启示录第一章，看到他的品格，我们就知道他是配得来承受那个权柄的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the principle in the book of Revelation. Power comes from character.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是启示录的一个原则，权柄来自于你的品格。
Power comes from the character of the Son of Man, His character.
就是那人子的品格。
And how appropriate that the very first thing in that character that we see is that he's clothed with a robe that goes all the way to the feet.
然后我们也看到何等的合宜， 这个意象当中，关于人子的意象，第一个就是说他身穿长衣，直垂到脚。
He's full of righteousness.
就是他满有公义。
And you remember, I think I have to read it for you. In Psalm 45, you have this verse in verse 7.
在诗篇45篇。
You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, and I'm emphasizing that word, therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy above your fathers.
诗篇45篇第7节，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你。
Because you're full of righteousness.
因为你喜爱公义，满有公义。
For that reason, therefore, you're anointed to be king.
所以就是这里看到一个关系，所以神用油膏你做王。
In God's eyes, in His ways, kingdom comes from character.
所以在神的眼中，那个国、那个王、那个膏油是因着这个公义而来。
But as you remember, in chapter 1, you don't see the Son of Man just in isolation by himself.
但是我们也想起在启示录一章的意象中，人子并不是单独的在那里。
You see the Son of Man walking among 7 lampstands.
就是人子是在七个灯台中行走。
That's another crucial part of the whole message of the book.
实在是启示录中另一个非常关键的信息。
Because as you know, the 7 lampstands, they speak about the church.
因为你也知道七个灯台乃是讲到教会。
And the idea of him walking among them is a priestly idea.
那人子在灯台中行走，这是一个祭司的职分。
Priests in the temple, they would take care of the lampstand.
因为在圣殿中，祭司要照看这些灯台。
They would daily examine its state.
他每一天在那里要查看这些灯台。
Is there oil? Is the supply right?
啊，还有油吗？
Is the wick what it should be, or is it consumed, or is only smoke?
这个灯的芯还好吗？是否要剪？是否只有冒烟？
And the idea of our Lord walking among the seven churches, a representation of the church as a whole, is just that.
那主在七个灯台，就是七个教会中行走，但这七个教会也代表所有的教会。
Is the idea of our Lord Jesus inspecting the church, examining the state of the church.
也就是讲到主他在那里查看教会的情形。
What does he seek in that inspection, brothers and sisters?
那他在这个查看中他是要查找什么呢？
Chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation gives us that answer.
那启示录的二章三章就给我们这个答案。
Because as you remember, and this is still part of my very long recap,
那我可能要复述很多这些经文。
As you remember, in each one of those letters, to each one of the seven churches,Our Lord begins by presenting Himself on the basis of something of that character in chapter 1.
那你也记得在这七封书信中，每一封的开始都是主先提到他自己的一些的品格。
And the Lord proceeds to examine the state of the church to see if there is, in that church, there is something that answers.To his character.
然后主才继续的来讲到这些教会的情形，他也就是在那里查看这些教会中是否有反映他品格性情的东西。
So, we could say that the Lord's inspection of the church, his examination of the church, aims to do the following determination.
就是主在那里查看，他所要找着的就是
Can he find in the church?That which corresponds to his own nature and character.
就是在这是否能在这些教会中找着与他的性情所相对应的。
Can he find his very image formed in the church?
他能否找着基督的形象在这些教会中成形？
Or if you will, let's use Adam as an example. Can he say of the church, "You're bone of my bones and flesh"?Of my flesh.
或者我们用亚当的例子来说，就是他能否对那些教会说，你是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
I hope that doesn't sound too strange to you.
我盼望这个对你们听起来不是太奇怪。
But you see, that story in Genesis is all about that.
但是你想一下，这个亚当的故事就是如此。
It's a very interesting story.
是个很有趣的故事。
Because I'm sure you remember how the Lord first he gives a task to Adam.
那我想大家也都记得，主首先，神首先把这个任务交给亚当。
A kind of intense task, if you come to think about it. He has to name all the animals.
你如果仔细想想，亚当要给每一个动物命名。
It's not a small task.
这不是一个小的工作。
I don't know if I can name a dozen of them, but anyways.
可能我都不能够想提到十种的动物的名字。
He had to come up with a name for every single one of them.
但是亚当要为每一种的动物生物来命名。
And after that task is when the Lord finally causes Adam to fall asleep, and he takes something off his side, and then he brings Eve before him.
然后在这个工作结束之后，主就使亚当沉睡，然后从他的肋旁取出，然后就造了夏娃。
And there is something quite meaningful if you take the two stories as they are presented to us side by side.
如果你把这两个故事放在一起
，because it's almost as if Adam, when he was naming all the animals, he probably noticed, yeah, the lion has the lioness. Is that a word? And so far, each one, there is a male and there is a female. They correspond. They belong to one another.
就是我也猜想，亚当在命名的时候，他就想，哦，这是一头公狮子，然后就有一头母狮子。那就是在每一个生物，他都找着一个公的，一个母的，他们都彼此是同一类。
But I don't have that counterpart. Probably that was Adam's conclusion after he fulfilled his task.
那当亚当在做这个工作的时候，最后他可能就得出这个结论，但是我却没有一个与我相对应的。
The Lord made Adam realize.I have a need for something.
那神就是亚当意识到他有这个需要。
And the Bible says that he takes not a rib. In the original, it says that he takes something, but from the side of Adam.
那其实原文并不是说取了亚当的一个肋骨，他只是说从他的肋旁取了一些。
And out of that something, the Bible says that in the original, it says that he built Eve, a woman.
那原文就说从亚当的肋旁取了一些东西，然后借此神就造了夏娃。
Now let me ask you this, a very simple question. What is the material that went into the construction, if we can use that word that the original uses? What is the material that went into Eve's construction?
那所以我也可以问大家一个问题，就是夏娃，神是用什么造出了夏娃？
Just one material.
那如果只有一个材料的话
，Adam，
那其实那材料就是亚当。
Nothing but Adam. Adam is the whole thing that went into it.
就是神没有用其他的东西，而是单单用亚当造出了夏娃。
You understand now when Adam sees her, he says fine. In some translations that I think capture the idea, he says finally, this is bone of my bones.I'm flesh of my flesh.
所以当神把夏娃领到亚当面前的时候，有的翻译他有特别提到说，哦，我终于找着，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
I can see myself in this creature.
就是我能够在我面前的这一位里面看到我自己。
She is my counterpart.
她是与我相对应的。
And Paul uses that type of marriage, of the union of Adam and Eve.He applies that in Ephesians 5, if you remember, to Christ and His church.
然后保罗就在以弗所书第五章那里用这个例子讲到，这就是基督和他的教会的关系。
He describes the story of Genesis 2, of the first marriage.
他就在那里提到启示录第二章里面这第一个的婚姻。
And at the end, in Ephesians 5, I think it's verse 32, he says, Great is this mystery.
然后在五章三十二节那里就说，这是极大的奥秘。
How can two become one is a mystery.
就是二人成为一体，这是一个奥秘。
But then he goes to the deeper meaning. He says, "But I am referring to Christ and the church."
但是他就讲到那个更深的奥秘，就是说，我是指着基督和教会说的。
Brothers and sisters, we were redeemed, saved by amazing grace, as we sang this morning, to be the counterpart.Of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们，正如我们今天早晨所唱的，我们是因着恩典得救，蒙了救赎，但是我们是要成为那基督所对应的那一。
Now, what is the material out of which The church is built, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，教会所被建，教会是用什么材料建造出来的？
Just apply the story of Adam and Eve. That's it. You have the answer.
我们就想到亚当和夏娃的故事，你就能够得到答案。
One material and one alone, Christ Himself.
只有一个材料，就是基督他自己。
Now you understand. I know we didn't read it, and I'll leave that as an exercise for the, in this case, the listener, not the reader.
那我也想请弟兄姊妹们自己去读。
You have to read Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
就是请大家读启示录的二章、三章。
And you see that what the Lord is seeking in His church is this, can I find myself in my church?
就是主在这些教会中要找着的就是我是否能在这些教会中看见我自己。
Can I find my character, my nature stamped in the deeps of my church?
我能否在这些教会中找着我的品格、我的性情的印记？
But brothers and sisters, you must remember, so strangely, there seems to so much extraneous material has entered into the church when you read Revelation 2 and 3.
但是弟兄姊妹们，很奇怪的，当我们读二章、三章的时候，我们好像也看到，在这些教会中被加进了很多其他的材料。
So you find that in some cases, first love was abandoned.
所以你也看到，比如说，他们起初的爱心已经失去了。
You know that in God's conception, that's a marriage. It's love between a husband and a wife. They love one another.
因为在神的心意的婚姻中，这首先就是爱，丈夫和妻子之间的爱。
Our relationship with our Lord Jesus, that's the fundamental ingredient for His love.
那我们与基督的关系，首先也是爱。
But where is the first love?
那这些起初，那这个教会中起初的爱去哪里？
And in other cases, you have false doctrines kind of sneaking in.
然后在其他地方，我们又看到有一些假的教训啊进了教会。
You find compromise with the world, like in the case of Pergamos.
或者像别加摩那里，你看到他们与世界妥协。
And false teachings, like in the case of that prophetess Jezebel in Thyatira.
然后在推亚推拉，你也看到有耶洗别的假的教训。
And so forth.
就像这些。
So the question is, brothers and sisters, don't you think that much extraneous material, something that is not Christ, came into the church?
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们就看到有一些不是属于基督的材料进了教会。
Can he find himself in his church? That is the question in Revelation 2 and 3.
然后主在这里问的问题就是，我是否能在教会中找着我自己？
And brothers and sisters, again, this is crucial for us to see what the whole book of Revelation is about.
这对我们明白整本启示录是非常的重要。
The book of Revelation is about the kingdom coming, being given to the Lord Jesus. But what will it take for that to happen?
启示录是讲到这个国度要被给我们的主耶稣，但是是什么来使这件事情成就呢？
He has to find his image in his church.
就是他要在他的教会中找着他自己的形象。
And of course, when you remember, just takes for you to remember how the book closes. How the book of Revelation closes.
我们也想到这启示录是怎么结束的。
What's the final scene in the book of Revelation?
启示录的最后一幕是讲到什么？
You have a city, that at the same time, that city is the bride of the Lamb.
我们在那里看到一座城，那同时这座城也是那新妇。
The wife of the Lamb is there in the New Jerusalem.
就是羔羊的妻在新耶路撒冷。
It's not that it's there. She is, that city is the wife of the Lamb.
其实不是说他在那里，而是说那城就是羔羊的心腹。
That eternal marriage finally can happen.
那永远的婚姻终于可以来到。
The Lord Jesus finally found his counterpart in reality. His character worked out in his church.
那主耶稣终于找着与他相对应，他的性情被做成在教会当中。
And just in passing, I'll mention this. Even in that background, in Daniel chapter 7, you find the same idea.
那我也顺便提到，在但以理书中那个意象，其实也讲到了这点。
Because the kingdom is given to the Son of Man, Right? We just read it.
我们已经读到那国度是被给了那一位像人子的。
But let me tell you this. Four times in that chapter, after that scene, four times, you're going to read, I'm going to read one of those four instances. Daniel 7, verse 18.
那在七章十八节那里也提到。
But the saints of the highest one will receive the kingdom. 7:18.
十八节。然而至高者的圣民必要得国享受。
Read the whole chapter. Three other times the same expression is mentioned. It's not just the Son of Man receiving the kingdom, but the Son of Man with his saints receiving the kingdom.
在这里还有其他的三次也提到同样的话，就是不仅这位人子要得着国，并且至高者的圣民也要一同得国。
Brothers and sisters, the fulfillment of this is found in the book of Revelation.
那同样这个的应验也是在启示录里面。
Christ and his church finally reign.
就是基督和他的教会一同掌权。
But don't forget, it's to that character of he in that character that he has is the one that receives the kingdom.
我们也知道，那就是因为那一位有着这样性情的人子，他得着了这个权柄。
And because of that, it's indispensable that that same character be worked out, be formed in us.
那同样，那个性情也被成就，也被做成在我们的里面。
Well, all that very lengthy recap.
那这个是我很长的一个回顾我之前的信息。
Leads us to a very crucial question.
就领我们到一个很关键的问题。
How can that happen?
这些事要怎么成就呢？
How can we ever be conformed to that image of our beloved Lord Jesus?
我们到底要如何才能磨成他爱子耶稣基督的形象？
You know, if we really see our Lord as he is, immediately one thing is going to strike us.
如果我们真的看到我们主耶稣他真实所示的，马上就会让我们惊觉的。
There is an infinite moral distance between what he is and what we are in ourselves.
就是我们会马上意识到，在我们与主耶稣之间有一个这样子可以说无限大的，可以说道德或者品格上面的差距。
Oh, he's other than us.
因为他与我们实在太差距太多。
And the more we see him, the more we're going to get convinced how different I am from him.
我们越多的认识主，我们就越多的意识到，我们实在是差主耶稣太多了。
There is something funny when you read scripture.
我们读圣经的时候，有时候是很有意思的。
And it's invariable in every single case.
在很多的例子上
，the closer someone gets to the Lord, the more he sees his sinfulness.
就是我们看到很多的圣徒或者例子，他们更加的亲近主的时候，他们也就更多的意识到他们与主的差距。
We could mention Job, we could mention Isaiah, we could mention anyone. I'm going to mention just the Apostle Paul as a very evident example of that.
我们可以提到，比如说约伯，我们可以提到以赛亚，但我今天要给的例子是关于使徒保罗。
How would you rank the Apostle Paul as a believer? Of course, don't do it, right? It's just hypothetical.
那如果我们好像要给保罗说，哎，这位基督徒保罗做的怎么样，评个分的话
？Not a bad believer, isn't he?
那他说，他是位不错的信徒啊。
Now, it's very strange because in his writings, he became so conscious of his insignificance.
但是如果我们看他的书信，我们就看到他实在对自己的情形是非常的有自觉的。
So to the Corinthians, he says, I am the least of the apostles.
他对哥林多的信徒说，我是使徒中最小的。
Very strange because at the same time, he knew he worked like nobody else. And he says that. He worked any, more than any one of them. But he was so conscious at the least of all of them.
其实你读上下文是很有意思，因为他一面讲到说，我在使徒当中我是最劳苦的，我做的比其他人都多，但是他马上就说，我是使徒中最小。
But then, 4 years later, he writes to the Ephesians.
4年之后，保罗又写信给以弗所的教会。
And he says something different. He says, I am the least of all the saints.
然后他这时候他又说，我是所有圣徒中最小的。
He didn't kind of progress if you look from a human point of view.
如果我们从人的角度来说，它好像没有往上升。
Because if you're an apostle, well, that is something.
因为你会想，使徒应该是比其他人已经好了。
And even if you're the least of them, well, there is still something, right?
即使你是使徒中最小的，你可能也比其他的信徒都好。
But now he says, I'm the least of all the saints.
然后他现在说，我是所有圣徒中最小的。
But then at the end of his life, when he writes to Timothy, he says, I'm the greatest of all sinners.
然后到了提摩太后书，他生命的末了的时候，他说，我是罪人中的罪魁。
How do you explain that?
你要怎么解释这一点呢？
Oh, I'll tell you.
我告诉大家。
He saw the Lord as nobody else.
实在，他比其他人更多的看到主。
He had revelation after revelation of who the Lord really is.
他对主有一个又一个的启示。
The more he saw the Lord, immediately, the more he saw, I'm so different from that. And in his own eyes, he didn't went up, he went down.
当他更多的看到主，他就更多的意识到自己与主的差距，所以他在自我的评价里面不是往上的，而是往下的。
Now don't misunderstand the whole matter.
但大家不要误解。
It's not that he developed an inferiority complex or a low self-esteem kind of thing. That's not the case.
并不是说保罗他越来越贬低自己或者自己轻视自己。
Because at the same time that he saw his nothingness.He saw that Christ was for him and absolutely sufficient.
而是因为他看到了主对于他来说是那全丰全足的，并不是因着保罗的所事，而是因着主。
So brothers and sisters, in this matter of being conformed to the image of Christ, which is indispensable, how is that going to happen?
所以我们要磨成基督的形象，与这件事是不可分隔的。
If we think that we can do it by ourselves,That we are going to get, you know, more faithful, more zealous, more whatever. Oh, I think we are knocking on the wrong door.
就是如果我们以为靠着我们自己能够磨成基督的形象，我会更热心，我会更爱主，这其实是一个错误的道路。
It's an impossible task for any of us. And if you think otherwise, I don't want to offend you, but I suspect you haven't really seen what the Lord Jesus is.
也是一条不可能的道路，并且我想说，如果你是这么以为的，就是你还没有真正的认识主。
But brothers and sisters, thank God, He has provided, let me put it with reverence, a divine agent that is responsible for that work to transform us and conform us to the image of His Son.
但是感谢我们的神，他供应了我们，他给了我们他那神圣的性情，好让我们能够磨成他爱子的样式。
He has given us His Spirit.
他给了我们他的圣灵。
To dwell, to reside 24/7 in each one of us.
这个圣灵7天24小时都住在我们的里面。
And if I by my strength and wisdom...Not in a million years can be conformed to thy image. Oh, the Holy Spirit, He will do the job. Thank the Lord for that.
靠着我们自己的力量，我们一万年都没有办法做成这件事情。但是感谢神，他差派他的圣灵来。
Now, did you notice how is this in the message of the book of Revelation?
你是否有在启示录的信息中看到了这一点？
We read one verse quite early in the book, in chapter 4.
在第四章那里，我们读过一节圣经。
Where we read that there are 7 torches before the throne, and they are the 7 spirits of God.
就是那里说有7盏火灯，或者说7个火把在宝座前点着，这7灯就是神的7灵。
Now, of course, we understand that it's not that are 7 different persons.It refers, 7 in scripture refers to fullness, to the idea of let's go with fullness.
这个七灵并不是说有7个不同的灵，而是七在神那里是一个完全的数字。
He's sufficient. That's the word I'm looking for.
换句话说，神要表明他是那全丰全足的。
And the Holy Spirit in this vision is seen before the throne.In connection with the throne.
然后我们看到这个七灵的意象是与就在宝座的面前是与宝座相连的。
A torch is fire, you know that.
那个火把是里面是有火。
There is an energy there. There is power there.
那就是有这个火，就是讲到有那个能量在那里。
But the seven torches are specifically in connection with that throne to make the kingdom a reality, to bring it about in our lives.
那这在宝座前的七个火把，就是讲到它是有这个能力要使这件事情来成就。
Now there is another thing that I'm sure if you just read chapter 2 and 3, that it cannot escape your attention.
然后我也想提到，在二章、三章的时候，你读的时候一定注意到了。
Seven times in each letter, the letters end with this expression: "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
就是他七次的提到，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
I think it's very hard not to see that those seven statements, the Holy Spirit is there in the whole time.And later he's denominated the seven torches before the throne.
所以你注意到这个联系了吗？七封书信里面的圣灵，四章里面的神宝座前的七灵之间的联系。
But brothers and sisters, what does that connection mean between the seven statements that this, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says?And the seven torches, which are a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个联系从七次的讲到圣灵所说的都应当听和神宝座前的七个火把的联系到底是什么？
Well, you see, that's where I feel that a torch is really the right. The symbol here is not a lamp, but is really a torch.
我再次讲到说，这个翻译说这个火灯应该更像是一个火把的样子。
Because on the one hand, the torch is a source of energy. Yes, the fire is there. You have that idea.
因为一方面你讲到这个火把是有火在那里，有能量在那里。
But a torch in those days, we don't use them anymore. But if you have to go in the middle of the night to a place, you know, to walk in the field or whatever, you cannot see a thing in those days because there is no electric light out there.
我们现在都已经不用火把了，但是你也知道，在古时，你在晚上要出去，你需要有一个火把。
So you would take a torch.
然后你就拿着这个火把。
A torch reveals your environment and at the same time determines a course.
那这个火把就照亮周围的情形，并且也照出一条路来给你。
And this seems to be part of the idea of this image before us.
那我想这也是这里要给我们看见的图画。
The Holy Spirit is the one that reveals the Lord Jesus to each one of us.
是圣灵是那位启示耶稣基督给我们的。
We have so much of the New Testament. We'll confirm. I'm not going to go through the verses. You can see in John chapter 16, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is again exercise for the reader.
那我不会去读所有的经文，但就是提到，比如说约翰福音16章、哥林多前书2章都讲到，哥林多前书都讲到这一点。
But brothers and sisters, this is the point that is really on my heart.
这就是也是我心中的负担。
It's almost funny to me that when you read the seven letters, who is doing the talking in the seven letters?
就是那七封的书信是谁在背后说这个话？
It's the Son of Man. It's the Lord Jesus.
就是人子，就是我们的主耶稣。
So I never checked that, but I think if you have one of those Bibles that put the words of Christ in red, I think chapter 2 and 3 should be read from beginning to end.
如果大家有那个红字本的圣经，那二章、三章应该都是红色标记的。
He's doing all the talking.
是我们的主耶稣在那里说话。
But why each one of the letters end with that phrase, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches"?
是主在那里说话，但是为什么每封书信的结尾又是圣灵向众教会所说的话？凡有耳的就应当听。
Oh, we get to something that is crucial in our Bible, in our New Testament.
这实在是新约中很关键的一点。
It's the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, that can reveal the Lord Jesus to us.
因为是圣灵才能够把基督启示在我们里面。
Even the words of the Lord Himself, if the Holy Spirit doesn't enlighten, if the torch doesn't come, they're going to be just objective in our minds. They'll never come to the depths of our hearts.
因为就是主的话在这里，如果没有圣灵，没有圣灵的光照，没有那个火把来照亮启示，这些话就是一些客观的存在，而不能够进入我们的心。
Unless the torch enlightens us, we'll never see our Lord Jesus as He really is. We'll never be conformed to His name.
如果没有这个圣灵这个火把的光照，我们永远不可能使基督在我们里面成形。
Now I have to give you at least one verse in the New Testament, because I want you to see that this is not just something that is in symbol in Revelation, but it's abundantly found throughout Scriptures.
我想给大家一节的经文，所以这里好说明，这不仅仅是启示录中的一个标记。
And this is the principle. The Holy Spirit is the one that is responsible for conforming you and me to the image of the Son.
而是整个新约的一个准则，就是圣灵他的工作就是要使基督成形在我们的里面。
What's impossible for you to do and for me, I have good news for you. The Holy Spirit is able to do it.
就是那对于你和我本来都不可能的事，我们如今有这个好消息，圣灵要成就这事。
So listen to this very familiar verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
我们一同来看哥林多后书第三章十八节。
The Apostle Paul says, by the Spirit, of course. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Now the last phrase, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
三章十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Do you see who is transforming us from glory to glory?
所以你看到是谁在那里从使这个荣上加荣
into the image of Christ.
成为主的形状。
Oh, the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
Now, there is something in this verse that is really important. The process of that transformation is given to us.
我们看到这个过程当中。
And again, it's never based on my zeal, on my determination. I'm going to be like the Lord, and I'm going to be as faithful as I can. That is never enough, brothers and sisters.
并不是根据于我们的热心，或者根据于我们立志行善。
You see that the transformation here, let me put it in a sentence, is transformation by contemplation.
而是他这个变，你能够这样变成主的形状，乃是因着你自己意识到自己的情形。
And we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
因为我们从这个镜子里面反照，就看着了主的荣光。
Do you see how the Spirit is going to conform to His image?
所以你看到圣灵是要如何使我们磨成他的形，主的形状。
You're going to behold your Lord day by day.
乃是你要每一天看见你的主。
And the torch of the Spirit is going to enlighten the eyes of your heart. You're going to see the glory of the Lord. And He is going to transform you from glory to glory.
圣灵的火把就要照亮我们的心，使我们看见我们主的荣光，那就才能够这个荣上加荣。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot do it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们自己做不了、这个。
But all it takes is to see His glory.
但是我们所应当做的，就是要看见他的荣光。
When we see our Lord as He is, oh, what a liberating thing!
当我们看见我们主的所是的时候，这实在是一个何等的自由释放。
Because the Spirit will use that to do the work to conform you to that image that you're beholding, the glory of the Lord.
因为圣灵就要用我们这个使用我们这个看见来改变我们成为主的形状。
You see, brothers and sisters, all this is in the very book of Revelation. Also has all these ideas.
所以弟兄姊妹们，启示录里面也是这样的意思。
There is a dear brother that once suggested that perhaps the most important verse in Revelation is Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
有一位弟兄曾经提过，启示录里面最重要的经文应当是一章一节。
Because you remember how it begins?
因为你记得他是怎么说的。
Revelation of Jesus Christ.
他就是说耶稣基督的启示。
Now, I'm not going to go into the details because it's a revelation that the Father is given to the Son and then the Son notifies to an angel, the angel gives to John, but it's for his servants to know.
那我不会讲到具体来说，但具体来说就是神把这个启示给基督，基督把这个启示给天使，天使把这个启示给了约翰， 就是他的仆人约翰。
In other words, it's a the revelation of Christ that you find in the book of Revelation is for you and for me.
但是总的来说，这就是一个基督耶稣基督的启示被给了你和我。
As we see this glorious Son of Man, as we behold that glory, the Holy Spirit will be in charge to transform you to that very image.
如果我们真的看到人子他的荣光，圣灵就会负责来做这个工作，使我们磨成他的形状。
So if we are going to ask, what's the process of that confirmation being conformed to the image of Christ?
所以如果我们再问，你要磨成耶稣基督的神儿子的形象，这个过程是怎么样的？
It always begins with beholding the glory of the Lord.
那它的开始一定是你看见他儿子的荣光。
Do you understand why I'm trying to emphasize as much as I can, even to the point of exhausting you probably, the Son of Man in chapter 1 of Revelation?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我这样的一段一不断的重复，你是否看见我要强调的？
Oh, how we need to see our Lord Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit will conform us to that very image.
就是我们应当看见我们基督耶稣基督的荣光，圣灵也会负责来做这个转换的工作。
Now again, what happens when we behold the glory of our Lord Jesus?
那我们看见我们主耶稣的荣光之后呢？
Immediately, I'm going to Paul again. Immediately, we will know, you know what? I'm totally different from that. He's completely other than me.
那就像保罗马上意识到的就是，指基督和我实在是完全的不同。
And then, we repent.
那在之后呢，就是我们能够悔改。
It's not a repentance in the sense that you're crushed under condemnation. That's the wonderful thing of the things of the Lord.
但这个悔改并不是说、哦、因着我们被罪所胜过，我们在那里悔改。
The more we see His glory, I know how sinful I am. I know at the same time the grace, the love, the acceptance in the beloved that we received.
而是当我们看见我们的主的时候，我们意识到我们实在是在何等的罪的光景当中，我们也马上意识到我们是在何等的恩典、爱心、接纳里面。
And the Spirit will use that, brothers and sisters. So we give up of ourselves. Say, you know what? It's like Romans chapter 7. There is no good in me. What a wonderful discovery that Paul made.
那然后我们就能够，就像保罗马上的反应就是说，在我里面毫无良善。
In me, there dwells no good, he realizes.
在我里面毫无良善。
Oh, but at the end of the chapter, he says, thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, that's the process of the Holy Spirit when he reveals Christ.
但是在那罗马七章的结尾，他就说，感谢神，因着耶稣基督。
We give up of our lack, our insufficiency, whatever it is, and we see it's all in the Lord Jesus.
当我们能够把自己的这个我们自己没有办法的这个，把自己放下的时候，我们能够看见也接受我们的主耶稣。
It's like Job.
就像约伯。
He spent the whole book in a puzzle. I don't understand. I'm the most righteous man, and all these things are happening to me.
但我们看到整本约伯记讲到约伯在那里在那里说我已经是一个公义的人，但是我为什么要经历这一些？
And then he sees the Lord.
直到最后他看见了神。
And then he says at the end of the book, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you, therefore I repent in dust and ashes.
所以直到整个约伯的末了约伯可以说，从前我分文有你，但如今我亲眼看见你，我在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Brothers and sisters, that's the workthat the Holy Spirit took under His responsibility in your life and mine.
这就是圣灵在你和我身上的工作。
The torch that reveals Christ.
就是那个火把在那里照亮，让我们看见主，启示基督给我们。
And as we see Him, we repent of all that we are, we give up of ourselves, let's put it that way.
然后我们才能够悔改，这个悔改乃是说我们把我们自己舍下。
And He can conform us to the glorious image of the Son of Man.
这样他才能够把我们磨成那荣耀的神子的形象。
Now, we have to conclude.
我们也需要结束在这里。
And I definitely have to learn how to do much briefer recaps.
我下次如果再复述的话，我会尽量简短。
Brothers and sisters, the question that probably we should ask is, but what is the implication of all this matter?
那我想问的就是，我们如何来应用这些？
Yes, I'm already mentioning some of that implication to you.
我已经提到一些我们可以应用的。
The kingdom coming depends on that image of Christ being formed in you and me, that character of the Lord Jesus being worked out in us.
国度的来临是取决于基督人子的形象在你和我里面成形。
And I'm going to give you another passage from the Apostle Paul where you see the connection.
我也在提到保罗的另一处话，他可以提醒我们。
Because the Apostle Paul adds the idea of an implication of this whole matter very, very important in our lives.
是保罗在那里提到一个在我们生命中可以操练的。
Now this is very well known. Galatians chapter 5 is the fruits. You have the works of the flesh contrasted with the fruit of the Spirit.
就是在那里保罗在加拉太书里面提到圣灵所结的果子。
I'm not reading the whole thing, but just a few fragments.
我就只读提到几点。
In verse 19 of chapter 5 of Galatians,
加拉太书五章十九节
The apostle says, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, and he goes through a long, long list. We're not going to read the whole list.
他在这里提到了这个对比，从十九节说，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡等等等等的事。
But at the end of that list in verse 21, he says this.
然后到二十一节他说
Just the second part of the verse, just as I have forewarned you,that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
And then he continues and says, but the contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, etc.
然后到二十二节，他有一个转折，说圣灵所结的果就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Now,Do you see here the exact same ideas that we're considering in Revelation?
你这里是否也看到我们刚刚从启示录里面所看到的？
The Holy Spirit, that divine agent responsible for that fruit to be produced in our lives.
就是圣灵，他负责在你和我的生命中结出这个果子来。
And again, this fruit is nothing more than a description of the character.Of the Lord Jesus. It's not your love, it's not your joy, it's not your peace, it's the nature of Christ that the Holy Spirit makes real is a fruit of the Spirit.
这里圣灵所结的果子其实也都是那人子他的品行他的性情这里的爱不是你的爱这里的喜乐也不是我们的喜乐
But what's the implication of the whole matter?
那这里所讲到的是
I'm going to get it by the negative side.
我从负面的来讲
The apostle says explicitly, clearly, that when our lives are characterized by the deeds of the flesh and not the fruit of the spirit, he says, and those who practice those things, they are not going to inherit the kingdom.
就是保罗在这里很清楚地讲到，如果你是顺从你的情欲，就是从十九节开始的那些事项，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
He's not talking about eternal salvation, that if you walk in the flesh,You can lose your salvation. That is not the idea here.
这里并不是讲到我们永远的得救或者沉沦。
Oh, but he's saying something very important, brothers and sisters.
但是他讲到
The same idea in Revelation. Unless that image of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit, the character of the Son, the Lord Jesus, is formed in us, the kingdom will not come.
就是若不是神，若不能有神的他人子的形象成形在你们的里面，若不能有圣灵所结的果子成形在你们的里面，
fact,
那国度不能够来到。
He's saying something slightly different.
那保罗也讲到有一点不同的。
Even when the kingdom comes, there is the possibility for us to be deprived of the glory of that kingdom if that work of transformation was not done in our lives.
就是如果就是这个国度来到，如果我们没有。磨成神的儿子的形象，那这个里面的一个荣耀也要受到亏损。
Do you see the implication of this whole matter? The importance, the solemnity of the matter?
所以你看到这里的应用吗？
We may think, is the Lord being so harsh here when if he's going to deprive one of his childs to reign with Christ for 1,000 years?
就是你会不会以为神是何等的严酷严厉，他在那里使他的某一些的儿女不能够享用这千年国的荣耀。
Actually, brothers and sisters, I think that it's a very obvious thing, if you ask me.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你问我，其实是很简单的。
You know that even in the world, no one in their right mind will ever put a baby on a throne.
就是在世界的角度来看也是如此，没有人会把一个婴孩放在宝座上。
The matter resolves around that is very, very simple.
这个的原因其实很简单。
If Christ doesn't grow in us,If that character of the Lord is not formed in us, we are babies in the Lord. Do you think the Lord is going to put a baby on the throne?
如果基督没有在我们里面长成基督的形状，我们没有磨成基督的形状，我们就是在基督里还是做婴孩的。那你以为神会把一个婴孩放在宝座上吗？
Even in the kingdom of this earth, think for a second. What happens if you put a 5-year-old on a throne?
那就是这个世界也是如此，你会有人会把一个5岁的孩子放在宝座上吗？
I think it's the end of the kingdom, right? There is no maturity to reign.
因为如果这样的事情发生，那个国也可能要完蛋了。
Brothers and sisters, do you see the implication, the seriousness of this matter?
所以你看到这里的重要。
The Holy Spirit is that agent, fully capable and responsible for conforming us to the image of Christ.
圣灵在这里做神的工，他也完全有这个能力使这样的事成就。
But let me say this, we still have one responsibility, and we conclude here.
但我也想说，我们有我们自己的一份的责任。
We have to cooperate with his work that he's doing to conform us to that image.
就是我们当与神的工来合作。
That's why at the end of each one of the 7 letters in Revelation 2 or 3, you have let him who hears.
所以在启示录那七封书信里面都是这样的结尾说凡有耳的
Let him who have ears, sorry, hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳的就应当听圣灵向众教会所说的话
That is our responsibility. We can choose not to listen to the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们的责任因为我们也可以拣选说我们不听圣灵向我们说的话
And then the work is not done not because there is any lack in the Holy Spirit because I decided I'm not going to cooperate
因为这样是我们圣灵不能够成就他的功不是因为圣灵没有做而是因为我们没有听
So I leave with you a very short verse
所以我结尾的时候给大家一节很简短的经文
Again from the Apostle Paul
还是保罗的
I hope you memorize it because it's so important.
我也盼望大家能够记住这节经文。
First Thessalonians 5:19.
是。
You don't even need to open. I'll sing 4 words.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5:14.
5. Do not quench the spirit.
就是不要消灭圣灵的感动。
The torch is faithful. He's going to enlighten, reveal Christ to us. Yes.
圣灵他是忠心的，他要把基督启示在我们的里面。
Our part is not to quench the torch.
那对于我们来说
，Let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit says.
啊，就是不要消灭圣灵的感动，凡有耳的就应当听。
So Lord, we commit these words back to you.
我们把这些话交回在你的手里。
We pray, Lord, that by your grace and mercy, you would indeed.Give us the spiritual understanding of these matters.
求你因着你的怜悯和恩典给我们属灵的明白。
And more than that, Lord, give us grace to listen what the Spirit says.
也给我们恩典能够听圣灵所要说的。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We're dismissed.
我们散会。
Our first Thessalonians 5:19. It's just that. It's 5 minutes in English, in my translation.